Hallelujah. Matthew 24:3, please. Shurubaka farabaka sharabaka sandakaya. Matthew 24:3. Glory. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? Hallelujah. Can you still hear me? Move closer. No. Glory to God. Verse 3. Now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Privately. Saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. See, so many people are freaking out there, but if they would just read the scripture, it'd be cool. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Stage one. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be, what? Offended, betray one another, and will hate one another. That's pretty bad, isn't it? That means the enemy is influencing the heart. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. In other words, love will grow cold. Why will love grow cold? Because there will be people with a heart of stone. There will be people with a what? A heart of stone. Stone is rebellion, hard-heartedness. In Ezekiel 36, heart of stone. Oh, hallelujah. Ezekiel 36, please, in verse 22. Ezekiel 36, 22, what does it say? Therefore, say to the house of Israel. You know, when God speaks to Israel, he speaks to his body. Thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst, and the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed, honored, respect, feared, in you before their eyes, reverenced in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all nations, all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I'll sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all of your idols. And I will give you a what? A new heart and a new spirit. That is profound. A new heart and a new spirit. Why? Because the heart is the character of your spirit. So he's going to give you a new heart and a new spirit within you. And I will take the heart of what? Stone. That rebellious, hardened heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will keep my judgments and do them. Now that is powerfully awesome. He's going to give us a new spirit. He's going to give us a new heart. Why? Because a spirit comes with a heart. Does everybody get it? Glory. Because your heart is the character of your spirit. Amen. The connector of soul and spirit. A stone heart is rebellious, prideful, arrogant, and self-willed. A stony heart. Heart of stone. You and I were born with a heart of stone. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 4. But by the Spirit of the living God, he's changed us. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. We are seeing many hearts of stones out there. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Is everybody down? Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a, what? Hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing is to be refused if it is received with what? Thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. A conscience, your conscience is the character of your heart. Your conscience is the character of your heart. Does everybody understand that? A seared conscience is a stony heart. Why? And here's something important, because in these latter days, we must have discernment like never before. And these are things that prevent true discernment. A heart of stone. Pride. Amen. All of these things. Arrogant. Self-willed. And what is a stony heart? The conscience is the character of your heart. If it's seared, it's stony. That's why it's hard. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Glory. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Why? Because their heart will become stone. They will have a seared conscience. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. In other words, they'll look for the same people or the same doctrines that are promoting a stony heart. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your calling or your ministry. Itching ears, discerning to hear that what they're desiring to hear approval of what they believe, even when it is wrong. They call it God, but unable to discern that it's not God. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Heart of stone. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Hallelujah. Everybody there? Let's speak it. But as it is written, I has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Why? It's a spirit-to-spirit communication. That's called relationship. A heart of stone does not have a relationship. It's self-willed. It believes in its mind its relationship, but the heart is refusing its relationship. Does everybody understand that? Because the heart's stoned. It's hardened. It's rebellious. So many people have a relationship even with the Lord in their mind and not in their heart. And that's what separates them from him. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the what? The Spirit of God. The Spirit to Spirit. Stony heart blocks discernment. Pride blocks discernment. Unforgiveness blocks discernment. Fear blocks discernment. Bitterness blocks discernment. All of these things will block discernment, and we need discernment so bad right now. Why? Because there's so much stuff going on. There's so many false prophets. That's the word says. Many false prophets, people teaching. I mean, you can go on the internet, and man, everybody's lying. I mean, there are people saying certain things. It's just incredible. And it's amazing that they don't check what they put up there. They just put it up there. And they put it up in lies so they can get as many clicks as possible. Hebrews 12, verse 12. So you got to have discernment when you go on the internet. You know, think about it. You got to have discernment when you're going out to buy a car. You got to have discernment in a grocery store. You got to have discernment now more than ever. So you've got to protect your heart from becoming stone. 12:12. Is everybody there? Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. And make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may be not be dislocated, but rather but be healed. See, a heart of stone will not have that compassion. It's critical. It's hurtful. It's accusing and abusing. Verse 14, pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of what? Bitterness spring up and cause trouble, and by this many become what? Defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his what? Birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, when he wanted something, he was rejected, for he found no place for what? He did not repent, even though he sought it diligently with cries. He was sorrowful, but he never repented. Hello? He was sorry he missed the blessing. He cried. Root of bitterness. Bitterness will block discernment. 1 Samuel 16, 7. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody okay? 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. Let's speak it. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. He's looking at the character of your spirit, your heart. Amen? Discern through character of Christ. The Bible tells us we'll know them by their fruits. Now, what's fruits? Choices and desires. Proverbs 23, verse 1. Proverbs 23, verse 1. When you sit down to eat with someone or authority or ruler, consider carefully what is before you. Put a knife to your throat if you are a man or woman given to appetite. And do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. What is deceptive food? The things that he's speaking. Things that people speak. Why? Because what you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. Hallelujah. Do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. Deceptive foods of corruption that penetrate the heart cause false perception and false reality. And what do they block? Discernment. They block what? Discernment. It should be like this. The heart to mind, not the mind to heart. Does everybody get it? It should be the heart to mind, not the mind to heart. The mind should be protecting the heart. That's why the Bible says, renew it every day. So it should be the heart to the mind, not the mind to the heart. And the mind should protect the heart. It should be a shield for the heart. Everybody get that? Vitally important. Why? Because if the heart becomes stone, what happens? No discernment. Proverbs 3. That's why too many people are living out of the mind and not the heart. Because if you're living out of the heart, are you living out of the spirit? Yes. Why? Because the heart is the character of the spirit. Does everybody get it? And what is the character of your heart? Your conscience. All put it together. And you have an offspring of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Oh, that's a battle. You know that, right? And lean not on your own understanding. Man, that's what causes a lot of people problems. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Yes, people not able to completely trust fall into a heart of stone and are unable to discern. Why? Because they walk in fear. They want control all the time. Proverbs 2, verse 1. But this is the enemy's attack towards me and you every day. He doesn't want you to lean on your, he wants you to lean on your own understanding. Amen? Why? Because he wants to get your heart what? Like stone. Verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, yes, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of the justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness, justice, equity, and every good path. Praise God. James 3, verse 13. Hallelujah. James 3:13, is everybody there? Come now. Oh, that's, wait a minute. Here we go. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Wow. Is that a stony heart? Yes. It causes a stony heart. And it, where there's a heart of stone, can there be discernment? No. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. The wisdom from above or beneath. You will know by what? A stony heart or a pure heart. And they will not have the right discernment. Or they will have the correct discernment. If it's from above. I'm going to close at Psalm 24. And you got to have discernment for everything today. Everything. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has what? Clean hand and a what? Pure heart. Will this person be able to discern? Yeah. Does he have wisdom from above? Yes. Is his conscience clean? Yeah. Who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him and who seek his face. Heart of stone. Many have hearts of stone. They can only fake it so long till they express it. It can only be held in and faked so long. Then it's got to be manifested. Amen? So many believers do not know. There's instability in the body of Christ in many areas. An unstable person is uncertain of themselves. They live out of their mind and not out of the heart. We are to live out of the heart, which is living out of the spirit. That's why he says, don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on your emotions. Don't let your thoughts dictate. Don't let your emotions dictate. Let the living God, the Spirit of God, dictate. And it will be a spirit-to-spirit communication relationship. His Spirit and your Spirit. And you'll be led by the Spirit. You'll be discerning by the Spirit. It is so important these days to have discernment, righteous discernment, from above and not from below. Because, see, there's that battle over that discernment, isn't there? There's a battle over your thoughts. There's a battle over your heart. The enemy doesn't want your thoughts. He wants your heart. God wants your heart. So there's a fight over your heart. Amen? Why? Because it is the character of your spirit. And those who have a pure heart will enter. Those without a pure heart will not enter. And we want to hide in the secret place and have a true relationship with the Lord. It doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. Amen? I mean, I know we're our worst judge. I know I am. I don't need anybody else to judge me. I'm the worst. Although I'm not judged by anyone, I'm judged by Him. Amen? No matter what people say or what they think, that's the problem. They're thinking, they're saying what they're thinking instead of what their heart's saying. Why? Because people's hearts have gone stone. They've gone hard. And we have to be careful so that we don't fall into that place. It doesn't mean you won't be offended. It doesn't mean things aren't going to happen. It doesn't mean you aren't going to go to trials. It doesn't mean you won't be rejected. It doesn't mean you won't be persecuted. All of these things are coming because it's the last days. The enemy's only trying to cause your heart to become stone. Amen? Why? So you cannot discern Him. Then you can't discern the enemy's tactics. The Bible talks about the discerning of spirits. It says you'll know the spirits by their fruit. Well, if you're not looking at the fruit, how can you tell? You can't judge a book by its cover, can you? Because when people's hearts are stone, they're always judging by the outward appearance. They're not judging by the inward, the heart. In other words, the fruits, the desires, the wants, the conversations, things to that degree, their decisions and choices. You can tell a person by just their choices every day. Amen? Seeing if their heart is hard or not. The Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and in His presence is fullness of joy. People that are miserable, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. Oh, they can know the Bible inside and out, proclaim to be Christians. If they're not walking in peace, joy, and righteousness, something's not right. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. I pray tonight, Lord, that You would grant us such great discernment and keep our hearts pure so that we don't fall in the trap of a heart of stone. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.